Welcome to Everything Auto with Mike Panaccio right here on 1480 WSAR. Everything Auto is brought to you by Mike's Auto Body on Bay Street in Fall River.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round.
Everything Auto Program. I'm Mike Panaccio from Mike's Auto Body, on WSAR, on the Buell South on the Fall River. This is Everything Auto Program. Everything Auto Program is dedicated to you listening artists to give you information on things you may not know about and things that you should know about. Colin's on the board with me today. Welcome, Colin. Good afternoon to you, too. If you've listened to my program in the past, I am a Christian. I like to say a prayer. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in another program, I want to thank you for this wonderful day you've made. You're awesome and true, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you so much that your Son died once on a cross for our sins and rose again on the third day. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, guide my words that will help people. Lord God, thank you for all you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Well, I apologize. The past two programs was to have a friend of mine talk about motor oil, and twice he couldn't make it. This week, I had a very good friend of mine. His name is Lucky Papa George, and he's going to come on, talk about cars. And he's the executive director of ASB, the Auto Body Association of Massachusetts. So he's on hold right now. Lucky's a good friend, and he's a great guy. And I just know that he's going to give us a real good program. Can you get Lucky on here? Okay. Hi, Lucky.
Hey, hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, you're all pumped up. How you doing, brother?
Awesome, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, introduce yourself a little quick to the people. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are, where you've been, what you're doing.
Sure. My name is Lucky Papa George. I am the executive director of the Alliance of Automotive Service Providers of Massachusetts. AASPMA, as we're called, is actually one of 37 chapters of the National Association of Alliance of Automotive Service Providers. We primarily here in Massachusetts represent the collision repair industry. We are consumer advocates. Our motto is that we're here to protect the consumer and the collision repair industry. We realize that, you know, without the consumer, the vehicle owner, or driver, you know, there's no need for us. So our goal is to make sure that we provide the best in service, the best in repair, making sure that we're doing the repair so that the people are safe and their passengers are safe as they travel down the road, not just in their vehicle, but the vehicles that share the road with them.
Awesome. Okay, so I've been looking at some Facebook pages of certain body shops, and the same thing's happening with me and a lot of shops in this area, in Michigan, Chicago, whatever, is that us body shops that do proper repair, put the consumer first, are getting blackballed by insurance companies. I know in my particular business, many times that when I speak up, certain things happen. Appraisals don't come on time, or whatever happens. And you may say, well, it's not really a game, but it can be a game. How are we doing with situations in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point. Unfortunately, you know, the insurance industry is obviously in business to make money. And, you know, one of the ways they're able to make money is that, you know, they try to cost contain the areas of the repair process which they feel may not be necessary. One of the things that we stress as an association is that, you know, we're not anti-insurance. What we are pro-consumer. So it's very important that we as collision repairers do proper repairs, and in order to do so, we have to be reimbursed properly. And that reimbursement is what the insurance part of the quote-unquote game is. This is anything but a game. It is, you know, people's livelihood, it's people's safety, it's protecting the motoring public. So, like I said, it's anything but a game. So as part of that, you know, we have the processes here set in Massachusetts. insurance industry is to pay for the repairs, the proper repairs, the repairs that are recommended or required by the original manufacturer of the vehicle to restore the vehicle to its pre-loss condition. So basically the way that it was when it came off the assembly line, all components working properly in unison. All the newer vehicles, obviously you're well aware of it, have all these computers in them. Mm-hmm. They have driver's assistance. They have accident avoidance systems. And all these systems communicate through the computer of the vehicle. And soon, the vehicles, some already do, are communicating with the other vehicles that are around them on the road. And that technology is something that has just boomed in the most recent years. The insurance side of the equation, unfortunately, is not kept up with the cost that it takes to repair those vehicles safely and properly. They take a position in some instances, well, the auto manufacturer only says that that's a recommendation. It's a recommendation for a reason. It's to make sure that that vehicle is functioning properly. And, you know, a lot of the auto insurers have gone, I'm sorry, a lot of the auto manufacturers have gone through a great deal of research and development so that these vehicles are safer, they're more fuel economy-wise, and that everyone on the road with us together is kept safe. So, you know, as you well know, your job and the liability falls to you to repair that vehicle properly, and you need to be reimbursed in order to do that.
That's so true. All the equipment we have to buy, training, everything's so expensive. And you got to be well prepared. And the irony part with me is we're prepared. We're out spending all the money training the guys, getting all the equipment, and they want to give me $20-$40, which is right. pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, and the whole issue, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, you have, for lack of a better word, you have insurers steering customers away from you because you're trained, because you're educated, because you understand what's needed to restore the vehicle to that pre-loss condition, and you get labeled a troublemaker because you won't lay down and let an insurer tell you how to fix the vehicle or have you use parts which you may feel are not worthy to be put on the vehicle or that may never have been crash tested, things of that nature. And, you know, and I know you, and, you know, we are friends, and I know that your genuine concern is for the owner of the vehicle, and that, you know, your ultimate goal is to repair that vehicle so that you feel confident when you give it back to them that should they be involved, God forbid, in an additional accident, that they are kept safe.
So true. And unfortunately, a lot of good shops like mine, we just eat it. If it costs us $119 to scan a vehicle through a particular company and they pay me $40, I eat the difference, but the car leaves the shop safe. And unfortunately, some shops don't even do it, or they just kiss up to the insurance company, whatever.
Right. But what's happening more and more, and unfortunately, again, it's the vehicle owner that ends up paying the brunt of it. You know, you can't eat that difference. As a collision repairer, you've been working at a substandard rate of reimbursement for a very long time. The consumers are not being paid reimbursement on an insurance claim at a rate that's fair to them so that they can go out and go to a quality shop. You know, sooner or later, the quality shops, you can't continue to eat the difference between those figures that you mentioned. A lot of shops have already taken the position that they can't take and eat that difference, so they pass that added expense on to the customer. And in a lot of instances, I can't say that it's 100%, but in many, many instances, when the consumer has paid the shop directly, the insurance company, when the bill has been submitted to them, has reimbursed the owner of the vehicle, and rightfully so. The policy that person purchased and, you know, renews their policy every single year, whether they've had an accident or not, is what's called an indemnification policy. The policy says that we will make you whole again. And so if you put money out out of your pocket to have your vehicle properly repaired, that insurance company should be paying you and reimbursing you for those expenses. They can't mitigate their losses at the expense of the vehicle owner or at the liability of the collision repairer. And, you know, to your point, you take the high road. You do not just not do the process because you're not being reimbursed properly. You want to make sure that when that vehicle leaves, as I said earlier, that it's going to function the way that it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. So you do, where you can, eat the difference. But quite honestly, you know, my personal opinion is the vehicle owner's insurance company is who's liable. The vehicle owner is who chose that insurance company.
Yep.
Their issue is with the insurance company. It's not with you. You shouldn't be forced into, you know, subsidizing a multi-billion dollar industry, which is what the insurance companies are, at your expense. Nor should the vehicle owner. They paid their premium. They've paid it for year after year after year. And, you know, so that now they have an issue, and the insurance company is trying to reimburse them at a lesser rate than what they're entitled to.
Yeah.
And that just isn't fair.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, okay?
Great, thanks.
Thanks. All Things Auto Parts is LaCava and Sowersby, family owned for over 25 years. Professional choice auto products at competitive prices. Every person is treated as family. Their motto, service is the key. 3 locations in Fall River, New Bedford, and Somerset. LaCava and Sowersby, a proud sponsor of the Everything Auto Show and on 1480 WSAR.
Did you have an accident? We'll have your car towed and placed in a rental within half an hour. Mike's Auto Body, 535 Bay Street, Fall River, is the most reliable body shop to have your car repaired. We are a full-service, family-owned business providing 24-hour towing service, advocating for you, the customer. Don't let the insurance scare you. You have the right to repair your car at the shop of your choice. It's your ride. You decide we have your car fixed. Trust your body to Mike's Auto Body. Call 508-675-1194.
Boston Red Sox baseball on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR. Brought to you by St. Anne's Credit Union, your perfect mortgage partner. Check out their low rates. Member NCUA, MSIC, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 525-435, Al Max Diner, and coming soon, Al Max To Go. Whether a hot home-cooked meal or a delicious meal on the run, the Al Max tradition is justly famous. Since 1910, Prestige Auto Mart, Westport, Taunton, and East Providence, the home of the perfect new-to-you car. KFC in Fall River and Somerset, home of the famous $20 fella. And by Tom Corey of Standard Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy, with locations at East Main Street and Quarry Street in the Health First Building. The Boston Red Sox on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR.
What's the difference between craft beer and farmer brewed? What fine wine should you choose with dinner? Your local independent retailer, Beer, Wine, and Spirits, has the answers. This is Rob Million, Executive Director to the Massachusetts Package Stores Association. MassPack is a trade organization representing independently owned retailers of beer, wine, and spirits across Massachusetts. Join us every Friday at 2 for an hour about beer, wine, and spirits. The Beer, Wine, and Spirits show is sponsored by the Massachusetts Package Store Association and produced through WSAR. Start your weekend by listening to the Beer, Wine and Spirit Show on Fridays at 2 p.m.
Come discover all the great advantages of living at Oakwood Estates at 500 Swansea Mall Drive, Swansea, North Farm Estates, 3200 County Street, Somerset, and Westport Village Apartments, 100 Village Way, Westport. Carefree, safe living. We can't wait to meet you and show you what we have to offer. Check out our websites at oakwoodseniorestates.com, northfarmseniorestates.com, and westportvillageapartments.com, and give us a call at 508-676-9700.
As fact and fiction now blur, count on us for the street story. Local news first, then a quick ABC News update. Every hour on the hour. WSAR.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Back to the Everything Auto Program. I'm Mike Panaccio from Mike's Auto Body on 535 Bay Street in Buell, South End of Fall River. This is Everything Auto Program. We are so blessed to have a gentleman that's of such knowledge in the auto body and automotive industry, Lucky Papa George. Welcome. Thanks for coming back, Lucky.
Oh, my pleasure, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Taking time for your... I know you have a real busy schedule with all the things you're doing for association and with the state and everything. I know. It totally amazes me. I know a few shops. I'm not saying I'm the only guy in the world. A few shops that really give quality to people. And my guys will come to you and say, Mike, you know, the difference between this fender and that fender was $10. That happens a lot. A good body shop will look out for you and take care of you. And it's not really, most of the time the appraisers are only doing their job. Their computers are locked. Their computers are spy boxes. Their boss are watching them 24/7, what they're giving out, where they are, what time, how long they took to look at the car. And no matter what you do, these poor appraisers, you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't, you know?
They have a very unenvious position.
Yeah, but you know, I think I used to like to use the words like negotiation. I try to negotiate the best deal I can for my customer. You know, I don't know if people realize, but in my store, in my body shop, you know, I'm working with the insurance company. The customer is the insurance company's customer and my customer. You know, the insurance company chose that company to indemnify them, to, you know, put them whole. And the contract says you got a $500 deductible, and that's all you should pay, and that is it. But on the other end, like we see Flo on TV, you know, you get a discount for this, discount for that. But when the car's in the body shop, they keep hammering the body shops. They want discounts, discounts, discounts. And we tell them, you know, we want the car put back together correctly. Don't care what it costs. It could be a $10 fender, a $100 fender. I don't care what it is. It's what it takes to put the car back correctly. The cars today are not like the cars of the 70s and 80s. You could stretch a chassis. You could weld a chassis. You could do this, do that. Cut a car in half, clip car. You can't do that anymore. That's totally illegal. And some shops don't. The problem is some shops don't know it. You know?
Right. That is a huge issue. And, you know, as I alluded to earlier, you know, the technology in vehicles has outstretched what insurance companies are looking at and willing to pay for in the repair of a vehicle. The technology changes daily, and that's not an exaggeration. There's more code, as they call computer world, going through a vehicle going down 95 than there is in the rocket ship going towards the moon. We're no longer body men, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, people have kind of a picture in their minds about a body man all covered in dust, you know, Bondo dust, and, you know, we're actually evolving and have evolved into technicians.
Yes.
Some shops currently have, as full-time staff person walking around the shop, someone who is Bluetooth wired, however you want to put it, connected to the internet. And as the technicians are repairing aspects of the vehicle, they either plug into the vehicle to get some information that they need, or they look up the specific repair techniques because they change constantly, not just from vehicle, from manufacturer to manufacturer, but even within the vehicle from one year to the next. Something that you did to a door last year is not something that this next model is going to allow you to do to it. And every component of the vehicle is now, the newer vehicles in particular, are connected to the brain of that vehicle. So as unusual as it may sound, you know, people who are familiar and have newer vehicles, they know that, you know, when they back up, their mirrors will tilt a little bit.
Yep.
Well, if that mirror is taken off the vehicle because it was damaged or the door was damaged and to properly paint it, you take the mirror off. Now you have to go through what's called a recalibration. You're supposed to be doing, prior to even taking the vehicle apart, you should do a pre-scan to find out if there are any faults that were brought on by the loss. You know, if you were hit in the front, side, anywhere, you could, your vehicle's computer could have triggered what they call faults. They'll tell you when they happen and what the fault is, and then you have to go through and diagnose what those codes are that it's throwing at you. All that takes time, and nowhere in the repair manuals that we have and the times that are allowed in our computer software systems is that an included operation. That is something your research time is to look up all that information and decipher it, let alone find it, but to then actually sit down and understand it and find out what it is they're expecting you to do to the vehicle is all time that you need to be reimbursed for. It's not, as I said, in our lingo, an included operation. It's a non-included operation, and it means it's something that on the estimating process you as a repairer can add for, and it's something that is, you know, obviously justifiable. Everybody in the industry knows about it. The resistance comes from the insurance side of the equation to not pay for it, and you know, they'll say, well, it was only a little bump in the fender, or it was a little bump in the bumper covers. One thing that we've been able to demonstrate to some of our senators and representatives that we've brought into the collision repair facilities is what's behind that rubber cover. You know, the ADAS radar component is behind the cover, which reads the vehicles on the left and the right-hand side of the vehicle. It's what picks up the distance between the rear bumper as you're backing up into, you know, a stall against another vehicle. All those things have to be calibrated because, again, they had a setting that was calibrated at the factory, and just the slightest jostling, through no fault of the owner, no fault of the collision repairer, could set that off and it not read properly. So it may tell you that there's a car next to you closer than it is, or it may not tell you that it's as close as it is. So all those calibrations have to take place after the repair of the vehicle. In order to do that calibration, you have to know where it was beforehand, and that's what the pre-scanning is for. Is there something wrong with this component? The computer tells you everything you need to know as far as where there's a problem. You then need to investigate it, research it, and make the repair according to the manufacturer's recommendations or requirements through the calibration system.
You know, it amazes me. In the past 10 years, my best customer has been the cell phone. People not paying attention, they're on the phone. Now, what they do is they don't look at the mirror. They rely on sensors and arrows, and it's okay. So people just make that right-hand turn, not knowing that if their car is not calibrated correctly, if the vehicle's not repaired correctly, there's a chance someone's going to get hurt and someone's going to get killed. And she's going to come in and say, well, we would have paid for it if you had asked us. That's the way they go, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a big issue. You know, as a repairer, and I'm sure you do it at your shop, you go and you look for all the documentation and you present it to the insurance appraiser or independent appraiser that's come out that you're to negotiate with. Well, some of, you know, the terminology negotiation is kind of unique. I look at negotiating as far as, okay, yeah, you look at a debt and you say, it's going to take me 6 hours. The appraiser that comes out for the insurance company looks at it and says, well, I really think you can get it done in 4. You might meet in the middle of the road at 5. To me, that's negotiating because that's a subjective decision. When we look at the computer estimating systems that we're all using in the shops nowadays, those times are set. The procedures are very specific. The included and the non-included items are very specific. So as a trained body shop owner and, you know, you have good staff with you, you're able to look at what you're doing in the vehicle and figure out what's included. Those things that aren't included, you add to your estimate. You know, a lot of times it's referred to as the wish list. It's anything but a wish list. You're able to document that those procedures need to be done. You know, you've got the recommendation and the requirements from the OEM manufacturer that says, you know, you need to do this. Realistically, when somebody's vehicle is returned back to them, they should not be able to tell that the vehicle, someone else shouldn't be able to tell that that vehicle was in a collision loss. So let's say there's a dent in the door. You should be getting paid properly to take the mirror off, as we mentioned earlier, to take any side moldings that are off, the handles, all of those things that some insurers expect you to tape off. And you know as well as I do, no matter how good a technician you have when it comes to taping things off, there's always a telltale ridge line where that tape was once it's taken off. And that lets people know that the vehicle has been in a loss, and that's not restoring it to pre-loss condition. That's basically, you know, diminishing the value of that person's vehicle, because if someone can walk by and tell that that there's paintwork that's been done to it, that's not fair to the vehicle owner who bought an indemnification policy. And it circles back to that every time. The policy they bought is to restore my vehicle to pre-loss condition. You know, not to save the insurance industry money. It's to, you know, I paid for a policy. I have expectations under that policy. You as the insurer should be meeting those expectations. My collision repairer is trying to meet the expectations I have of him, which is to fix my vehicle, and he needs to be paid and reimbursed properly to do that. The reimbursement comes through the vehicle owner, but ultimately, you know, it ends up at the body shop. That's where those monies end up going. But the consumers who is ending up being shorted, you know, if, you know, as you said, you eat some of those scans, you know, shops that are not doing that any longer, people who have paid for that indemnification policy are reaching into their pocket for sometimes what could be hundreds of dollars that should have been covered initially by the insurance company. And as I alluded to earlier, more times than not, when that bill is passed on to the insurance company, after they've told the body shop, no, we're not going to pay you for that, they will reimburse the consumer. They just don't want it on record that they paid the body shop for something they've said no to, because they're afraid that, you know, that's a message that will get out to everybody, and that, you know, they do realize that they're supposed to be paying for it.
Yeah, I remember I did a Lincoln Navigator once for a lawyer, and they took the car from some salvage yard, brought to their so-called hold facility, and figured out, oh, it's repairable. When they sent it to me, there was so much damage from that repair hold facility that they used the auction, and I had a lawyer, a customer's a lawyer, and I educated him. I told him, you know, this is what you got to do. And he got on the phone every day and called his insurance company. And I remember it was the first time in my life that insurance appraiser said, what's it going to take to make this go away? I said, pay me. And he paid me, and we did a great job. And I never saw that lawyer again, but he was really happy with the work that we did, you know?
Well, you touch base on a very important factor. The average consumer or motorist gets into an accident. I've heard figures as low as 7 years or 15 years. So somewhere between 7 and 15 years, everybody on average has some sort of a vehicle incident that's going to require body work.
Yeah, look.
The problem is because the frequency is so low, it's not something that people stay versed in. They don't understand what their rights are. They don't stay on top of repair techniques, things of that nature.
Right.
And that's what the association does. The association stays current with that. We educate our members. We help to educate consumers that the issue that you brought up about total losses is something that we could talk about for a very long period of time.
Yeah.
It's something we can touch on if you'd like, but you know, total losses is a big factor when it comes to how consumers are not necessarily being indemnified, but they're paying the price.
Lucky, we're going to take a break. Hold on, we'll be right back.
All Things Auto Parts is LaCava and Sowersby, family owned for over 25 years. Professional choice auto products at competitive prices. Every person is treated as family. Service is the key. Three locations in Fall River, New Bedford, and Somerset. LaCava and Sowersby, a proud sponsor of the Everything Auto Show and on 1480 WSAR.
Did you you have an accident, we'll have your car towed and placed in rental within half an hour. Mike's Auto Body, 535 Bay Street, Fall River, is the most reliable body shop to have your car repaired. We are a full-service, family-owned business providing 24-hour towing service, advocating for you, the customer. Don't let the insurance scare you. You have the right to repair your car at the shop of your choice. It's your ride. You decide we have your car fixed. Trust your body to Mike's Auto Body. Call 508-675-1194.
We're not just Fall River. We're Somerset, Swansea, Seekonk, Dighton, Rehoboth, Westport, Dartmouth, Tiverton, Taunton, and beyond. From Mount Hope Bay to Buzzards Bay. From City Hall to the State House. If it's happening, we're talking about it. WSAR 1480 AM and 95.9 FM. Your only local news radio.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a bacon double stack, four-piece crispy, a spicy nuggets, fries and a drink in a $5 biggie bag. That's two fresh beef patties, applewood smoked bacon, and juicy chicken, all for just $5. Secure the bag with the most value. Get the biggie bag. Price and participation may vary.
When it comes to insurance, you can't put a price on peace of mind. At Donald J. Medaris Insurance, peace of mind is the coverage that isn't mentioned in your policy. Since 1996, Donald J. Medaris and his staff have been protecting your personal and commercial assets with the kind of personalized attention that you just can't find with a big box insurance company. Insurance is one of those things that you just don't appreciate until you need it. When you need it, you need Donald J. Medaris Insurance on your side. Donald J. Medaris Insurance at 154 Rhode Island Avenue. Call them today at 508-678-1276.
St. Anne's Credit Union is proud to offer a local lending advantage from start to finish with 100% local decision-making, processing, and servicing of loans offered by knowledgeable bankers who are your neighbors. Keep your loan close to home with St. Anne's. Experience truly local lending by calling 508-730-LOAN. 508-730-LOAN. And speak with a team member who is part of our community and available when you need them. Visit stannes.com. That's stannes.com. Or stop by your nearest branch to learn more. St. Anne's Credit Union. Equal housing opportunity. Member MSIC. Insured by NCUA. And MLS number 525435. St. Anne's Credit Union. We're making a difference.
Leave home without your keys or your phone or your mask. Take us along too. FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care?
Amazing. And we got Lucky Papa George back on. Hey, Lucky, how are you?
Great, Mike. How are you?
I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're doing a lot with the state and with all the things that are going on up in the state and members that need help and everything. But go ahead, my friend. What's going on with the legislature and the states and all that stuff?
Sure. As I indicated earlier, The whole purpose of the association is to help protect consumers as well as the collision repair industry. If the consumer is being handled properly and are getting what they are deserving of through their insurance policy, then we as collision repairers benefit from that. That's how we get paid, is if they've been reimbursed properly to do all the repairs on the vehicle, that's where we step in. We are the repair professionals in the equation. The insurance industry's role is to pay for those repairs. They are not the ones that, get all the training. They don't have all the hands-on that we do. That's not to say they don't get some training, but we are the ones that experience it every day, in every hour of the day. So part of what we've done as an association is we've developed some legislature to help protect the consumer. And one of those pieces of legislation deals with the appraisal process. In Massachusetts, in order to write an estimate on a vehicle, you're supposed to be a licensed Massachusetts auto damage appraiser. And that goes whether you're working for a collision repair industry or for the insurance industry, whether you're a staff appraiser or an independent. And then a person from each of those sides of the equation is to negotiate. We alluded to that a little bit earlier. There's very strict guidelines. The issue that we have is that the regulations are not being enforced. They're not being enforced fairly or equally across the board. There is a auto damage appraisal licensing board who was set up here in Massachusetts under Mass General Law 26-8G. And the purpose, ultimately, of that board is to ensure that the consumer is being protected during the repair process and the estimating process. And what ends up happening is, you know, a body shop representative will look at a vehicle, they'll write an estimate, they'll basically do what we call blueprinting, they'll specify all the procedures, the times that are allotted. Most of those times, as I said, are not subjective, they're included in an estimating system that both the body shop and the insurance appraisers use. And it should be pretty cut and dry. What ends up happening is, unfortunately for the body shop side of the equation, a lot of times they'll hear the words uttered by an appraiser, "We don't pay for that."
Yeah.
Well, that "we don't pay for that" is not necessarily the person who's standing in front of you trying to negotiate a figure. That person's being dictated to by either the insurance company they work for, or if they're an independent appraiser, that agency that they work for has been told, you know, this is the criteria that we want you to go by. We don't necessarily want you to be paying attention to what the regulation says. And when grievances come up, the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board is supposed to meet those grievances, have hearings, and, you know, take a look at what's going on through the complaint process. Unfortunately, that board is not functioning the way that we feel that it should be. It comes down to partisan vote. You have an issue that comes up. The Division of Insurance has two, the insurance industry has two representatives on the board. The collision repairers have two representatives on the board. And typically, it's a 2-2 vote. And then, depending on who made the motion, if the chairman abstains from voting, that motion dies and nothing becomes of it. Sometimes the chairman does vote, typically, and, you know, I think there's enough evidence of that. A lot of times he slants more towards the insurance side of the issue when a grievance or something, a tie has to be broken. The makeup of the board, as I said, there are two people from the collision repair industry and two from the insurance industry. Those four people are appointed by the governor. They're appointments. There's no term right now. The chairman of the board is appointed by the insurance industry, or the insurance commissioner specifically.
Oh.
And I mean, that those numbers just don't add up when you think about it. That basically, to me, that's a 3-2 balance on that board.
That's like,
and then, although the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board is supposed to be autonomous, it doesn't answer to the insurance commissioner, but it is housed in the insurance division right now. So our piece of legislation is to try to level the playing field and make it truly a consumer advocacy board, which is what it was designed to be. So we're looking to have the board move from under the Division of Insurance to the Division of Professional Licensure. So as an example, electricians, plumbers, even hairdressers have their licenses governed and overseen by the Division of Professional Licensure. The auto damage appraiser's license right now is governed by the ADALB under the Division of Insurance. Governor Baker back in 2016 put out a governor's request that all boards be moved to the Division of Professional Licensure. That is yet to take place. So we've been forced to put in a piece of legislation which is going to have to be voted on by our senators and representatives to have that board move. And also part of that move, we're addressing some other issues. One is the balance on the board. We feel that consumers, who, as I said, the association is here to protect, should be represented on a board that's there to protect them. So we've requested in our legislation that the board be increased by two individuals. One would come from the Attorney General's Office of Consumer Affairs, Consumer Protection, and an individual who would represent, who was the representative from a consumer advocacy group. So that would bring the number of people on the board, including the chairman, up to seven. And, you know, they would then hear grievances. We would also request as part of that legislation that there's a term limit of two three-year terms that can be served consecutively for representatives on that board across the board. You know, the previous chairman to the current chairman has been there for almost 25 years, if I remember correctly. Yep. So, you know, you need, you know, granted there's an educational level, things of that nature, but you know, we feel it's important to bring fresh people into the board to, you know, keep fresh ideas coming in and a fresh perspective on what's going on, because the industry does change so quickly. And then, as I said, the key part of that piece of legislation is to add those two individuals from the Consumer Affairs Advocacy Group as well as the Attorney General's Office on Consumer Protection. So, you know, in addition, the Department of Professional Licensure, unlike the ADALB housing of the Division of Insurance, actually has an investigatory division so that when complaints are lodged, they have investigators who go out and look into the facts. They do interviews. They check up on it. And then they file a recommendation to the board on their findings. Currently, at the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board, a grievance is lodged, a complaint is written, the person who's complained about answers that complaint, and those answers in written form are go back and forth. The board reviews it, and then they come to a decision. Historically, all of the complaints that come in, it appears, have been dismissed. We've been in a, you know, obviously in a very challenging position as far as having hearings because of the COVID and not being able to meet face to face and things of that nature. But even when we were here having meetings face to face, decisions of that nature were all done in executive session. The only person allowed into the executive session was the person being complained about. You know, no one knows what questions are asked, how those questions are answered, and the person who filed the complaint has no opportunity for rebuttal to any of those answers.
Lucky, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, okay? Lucky?
All Things Auto Parts is LaCava and Sowersby, family owned for over 25 years. Professional choice auto products at competitive prices. Every person is treated as family. Their motto, service is the key. Three locations in Fall River, New Bedford, and Somerset. LaCava and Sowersby, a proud sponsor of the Everything Auto Show and on 1480 WSAR.
Did you have an accident? We'll have your car towed and placed in a rental within half an hour. Mike's Auto Body, 535 Bay Street, Fall River, is the most reliable body shop to have your car repaired. We are a full-service, family-owned business providing 24-hour towing service, advocating for you, the customer. Don't let the insurance scare you. You have the right to repair your car at the shop of your choice. It's your ride. You decide we'll have your car fixed. Trust your body to Mike's Auto Body. Call 508-675-1194.
Weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 for the Will Flanagan Show. It's the show that people turn to stay in the know. Attorney Will Flanagan keeps you up to date on what's happening at the local, state, and national levels. The Will Flanagan Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR, and WSAR.com.
Today, we celebrate another essential worker, the human services worker. These are the unsung heroes delivering meals to shut-ins, providing personal care in the home, staffing homeless shelters, providing therapy in the home, and so much more. They are absolutely essential to those who depend on them, and so they've showed up and soldiered on every single day of the pandemic because they know someone is relying on them. If you're a human services worker, thank you. If you know a human service worker, thank them for all of us.
Private care is your first choice and best choice for health care in Southern Massachusetts. At Private Care, we are open and prepared to care for you. With masks and screenings being the new normal, our providers are still offering in-office visits or private telemedicine visits on your phone or computer. For those unexpected illnesses, visit one of our three walk-in centers in Fall River, Somerset, or Westport. Whether it's primary care or specialty care, Private Care's goal is to keep you healthy and be there when you need us for life's unplanned events. Private Care is not only by your side, but looking out for your health each and every day. And since we understand that your time is valuable, we've removed the wait time in our lab for your convenience and safety. Appointments are required for all blood work. Dial 774-357-0504. That's 774-357-0504 to choose a date and time that works best for you. You're busy enough, so why wait? Visit us at private-care.com for more information.
Hear local news first, then a quick ABC News update. Every hour on the hour. FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR.
I was sure by now that you would have reached down and wiped our tears away.
And we're back from the order program. We got about another 7 minutes left. We got Lucky Papa George from ASAP on the show with us. Go ahead, Lucky.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. So I was just wrapping up about our legislative mandate for the next 2 years legislative session, and the one was about the Auto Damage Appraisers Licensing Board. Mm-hmm. And then earlier we had talked about, you know, proper reimbursement to the consumer, the collision repair industry, the rate of reimbursement here in Massachusetts is the lowest in the country. We have tried to address that issue because we feel that at the poor reimbursement rate that the consumer is getting, they're kind of being funneled into what shops the insurer wants them to be, have their vehicles repaired at, those that may have entered into a contract with them to work at a specific rate, and then the insurance industry tries to indicate that that is a rate that all body shops should work at, not taking into account where the body shop is located, not taking into account the levels of expertise, the equipment, and certifications at a particular shop. So what we've done is we've looked at the historical reimbursement rates to consumers since 1988. And the reason that that year is important is that was the year the Insurance Reform Act went in, which brought on words like cost containment. And in the attempt to contain costs, the only place that the insurance company really has any control is at the labor rate, which they're willing to reimburse consumers so that they can go out and find a body shop that will do the work for that rate. Mm-hmm. The other items that they have no control over are what's really driving the cost of insurance to go up. And it's an area that body shops don't have control over either. Right. You know, it is the change in technology. It is the change in procedures that are required. It is that scanning that we alluded to before. And nothing is really keeping up with that. The cost of parts has escalated tremendously over the years, yep. And that adds to the premiums, while the labor rate and the skill of the technicians hasn't been taken into account at all. So what we're looking to do is make sure that a consumer is reimbursed at a fair rate, a minimum reimbursement rate, that they can go out and have their vehicle repaired where they choose to get it repaired for that amount. And it's key that I'm using the word minimum reimbursement rate. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a large degree in differences between collision repair facilities, not just from training and equipment. equipment and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But every shop out there has a different set of overheads that they have to meet. And, you know, they need to make a minimum profit in order to be able to survive, to be able to pay their technicians. This is an industry that currently is being decimated as far as getting new blood into the industry, because at the rate that the insurance companies are reimbursing their policyholders, no one wants to get into this industry. They can, you know, quite honestly, some technicians can make more money working at a McDonald's or a Burger King.
That's true.
You know, it's a really sad statement. And as I said before, I think a lot of it has to do with the perception that, you know, we're just body guys. You know, we do nothing but, you know, sand and dust all day.
Lucky. We got to cut it short because we got, what, okay. 1 minute left?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, so, at some point I'd love to come back, Mike.
Oh, we will.
Continue.
We will. You still there, Lucky?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, it's just because I got to cut it short. Next program's coming up. I want to thank you very much, Lucky, for coming in from your busy schedule and talking to us.
Well, thanks for having us.
All right, bye-bye. What we got now? 30 seconds? 30 seconds? I want to thank everyone for listening to the program. Let me close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the knowledge you've given us today. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. We thank you most of all that you give your son for us because you love us, and we love you back. Father, give us all traveling mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.